الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. In this ayat kareema, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has drawn our attention to the greatness, auspiciousness, this month of Ramadan, which is coming on us, a month full of barakat, a month full of rahmat, a month full of hidayat, a month of full of goodness for our deen, our dunya, and our akhirat. Allah Ta'ala explains and says, Shahru Ramadan, the month of Ramadan. In other words, like when you are astonished and overtaken by something, you explain that what a month it is. And this is the kalam, the words of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And we should keep in mind who Allah Ta'ala is, what a great being. Allah Ta'ala, خالق السماوات والأرض, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the creator of everything. Allah Ta'ala, مدبر السماوات والأرض, the one who is seeing to the running and the affairs of the whole world. Sometimes we might get fooled that science has done this, they have invented this, or government's infrastructure, things are running smoothly, etc. Service deliveries, etc. Whatever, wherever in the world, whichever government it might be. But it is so simple to understand that nobody does anything but only Allah Ta'ala. No matter who that scientist is, no matter which that government is, they can't even lift a finger without the command of Allah. Their heart cannot beat without the command of Allah. Our heart's beat is not in our control. It is only, solely in the control of Allah Ta'ala. Our spine, that it is functioning, it is in order, it's not in our hands. It is solely in the hands of Allah. If Allah wishes, may Allah save us all. But something just goes little wrong in the spine and there we are paralyzed. We become a cabbage for the rest of our lives. So nothing is in our hands. Allah alone is the sustainer, who maintains, who runs, who sees to the affairs of every individual and all the whole world also. Every ant also, every whale also, every elephant also. Allah alone is the runner, is seeing to the affairs of everything. And from our sustenance to our life, to our sleeping, to our protection, everything Allah alone is the one who is in charge. And then finally we all return to Allah Ta'ala. Nobody is going to any other way, any other place but to Allah Ta'ala. So that great being, he has said that this is a great month. If I say so, you say so, what value have our words got? But Allah, who is so great, and Allah is that being who has so much knowledge, وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ, whoever has got knowledge, there is somebody who has got more knowledge than him. And the buck, so to say, stops by Allah. Allah's knowledge is complete, and Allahu Akbar, Allah's knowledge is such that every drop of water in all the seven oceans, all the huge rivers of the world, every leaf in the Amazon jungle, in all the forest of the world, Allah has got full knowledge of every leaf. And nothing can move or do anything without the permission of Allah, without the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala. So much knowledge. So Allah in that knowledge of his is telling us and exclaiming, Shahru Ramadan, what a month, the month of Ramadan. So we also should get excited. We also should get motivated that what a month is right on our doorsteps. It's only 2 days or so away. So we should also get excited that what a month is coming, that Allah, who is so great, he's saying that it is a great month, an honorable month. Then Allah explains further, why is it so great? The month of Ramadan, Allah has made it so auspicious, so great. great, so full of barakat, so full of rahmat, so full of hidayat, because alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an, that the Qur'an was revealed in this month. That is why this month has gained its great, great honor. Like, for example, we are all living here in Azadpur, but if we have some great buzurg who comes and he goes to a certain person's house, automatically everyone is going, all got houses, all got beautiful houses, all got, but why? That house, the buzurg has gone there. Or if we have to know that somebody in the town has got one of the hair of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that house becomes valuable. Somebody has to, the kurta of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has to come in somebody's house, that house becomes valuable. So like that, this month, there are 12 months, but the Quran was revealed in this month. So the value of this month, Allah has revealed it. And this Quran Sharif, what a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Now Allah explains, what is the Quran Sharif? Hudal linnas. One greatest quality of the Quran Sharif, it is a kitab of hidayat for the whole of mankind. If we can understand this hidayat which Allah Ta'ala is speaking about. For example, a person buys a new gadget, a computer, a cell phone, anything, all these new electronic gadgets. But he hasn't got the instruction manual how to use it. He doesn't know how. He's got something valuable, but he doesn't know how to use it. It can do so much work. He can sit in his house and do business in the whole world. And all the money through the internet is accumulating in his account all the time. But he doesn't know how to use it. The minute he knows how to use it, how much work can't he do? So Allah has given us that hidayat, that instruction manual, how to use our bodies, how to make the month of Ramadan valuable, how to make every moment of our lives, every moment, the time that we spend in namaz, which is such a valuable time, how to make it valuable. Otherwise, we make namaz and namaz gets finished. We are just where we were. Some of us go backwards after making namaz. We made a bad namaz. It throws us backwards. And if a person makes a namaz as it's supposed to be made, it throws him far ahead and he goes towards Allah. He rises towards the heavens and to Allah Ta'ala. So this is that kitab that will teach us how to make our namazes. How many of us, how many Ramadans we have spent? Ramadan has come and Ramadan has gone, but our life didn't change one bit. Some of us became worse after Ramadan also. And we are just where we are for most of us. Before Ramadan, where we were, after Ramadan, where we are. And we should be very careful in between. Let me mention that with this WC, it is no World Cup, it is not a water closet, a toilet, it is a waste closet. It is a place where you waste your wealth, you waste in this. Your accumulated sawab, A and S, you lose it all with all this rubbish and all this filth. Then, WAST, it's a total waste of time. And E, a total waste of energy. We are just wasting, that is what it is called. It is a waste closet, it is a toilet, all this. And now in the month of Ramadan, I spoke of this one place, somebody said, Maulana, what are you speaking of this? People's tickets are booked already. The hotels are booked in the month of Ramadan. How we are wasting, what a great month Allah has given. How many of us, may Allah forgive us, we will be glued to that, not TV screen, but to the TB screen. It's worse than tuberculosis, it is worse than cancer. But in this auspicious month, where every moment is so valuable, how much we won't be worried how many suparas we have read. We will be worried who has won and who has lost. Who has made it to this stage and who has made it to the finals. That we are more worried about. And what a great month Allah has given us. And the WC, whoever is promoting it, the Quran Sharif, Allah is promoting it. The Quran, the month of Ramadan, Allah is promoting the month of Ramadan. Are we going to listen to Shaitan or are we going to listen to Rahman? Shaitan, where will he take us? To Jahannam, to hell. Rahman will take us to his mercy, to Jannah. And whoever reaches either of that place, it is forever and ever. If person goes to Jannah, forever, and Allah is calling us. And Allah is giving us this extra exceptional opportunity, the month of Ramadan, that we can go by leaps and bounds towards the mercy of Allah, towards Jannah. And if we don't heed the call of Allah, and we heed the call of Shaitan, and we are worried about all the WC, the waste, who will be interested in the waste in the toilet? That the best you do is flush it away. Then at least it is gone. But this waste, we are getting involved in the waste. All the time in that urine. And this urine and stool is worse than the urine and stool of the toilet. And how many of us, we are wasting our time in this? So Allah Ta'ala is saying that this is the month that Allah has given us, your work, your instruction manual, your work manual, how to do something. You've got 100,000 rand, you've got 5 million rand, you don't know how to employ it, how to invest it. That money is going to depreciate all the time. You know how to use it, that 5 million, then you are superb in it, you can turn it into 10 million. You can turn it into 20 million. So this is the month that Allah is showing us how our time we can turn into the everlasting enjoyments of Jannah. And if we don't appreciate that 5 million rand of yours, you didn't look after it. It got stolen from you also. You were so careless. You didn't look after it. And it's gone. How sorry you feel. This month of Ramadan can make us turn towards Jahannam also. If we don't appreciate this month, this is a month that if a guest comes to you, somebody comes and visits you, and you don't receive him well. If he told you, I'm coming at the airport, this is my flight number time, you are not there to receive him also. He takes a taxi, he comes to your house is locked also. Then he informed you, I'm coming, but you don't receive him. Finally, somehow he manages to come in, the room you have got for him is a dirty room. It is all upside down, that room. Will that guest ever want to stay there? The month of Ramadan is coming. And if we don't open our arms and open our hearts and open our doors for the month of Ramadan, we won't get any barakat of Ramadan. We'll think Ramadan is by me, but Ramadan didn't come to me. It will go to those who want to receive Ramadan. Those who are anxious, those who are excited about Ramadan, Ramadan will go there. You are receiving a guest, you are there at the airport 1 hour before time to receive your guest. You come home, there is a hot breakfast ready for him, hot soup ready for him, everything. You show him the bed, it's winter, you got the electric blanket on, you got your aircon on, you have got there in the room for him nuts also, you got juice for him, he feels happy, yeah, I'm wanted. So if Ramadan comes and we receive Ramadan like this, that these people want me, then you'll get the barakat of Ramadan. And this is a month that a guest of Allah that comes once in a year. And it comes to show us how to reach Jannah, how to reach Allah Ta'ala. It is a month that is a month hudal linnas. And not only for the Muslims, it is actually for all of mankind. But of course, from here we can understand, like the non-Muslims do not benefit anything from a Ramadan. There is no rozas for them. They don't make namaz. So the same way for Muslims, if we don't benefit from the month of Ramadan, if we don't make our 5 times namaz, and we don't keep rozas, we are only staying hungry. And we should remember, there is a world of difference between staying hungry and keeping roza. The hadith itself explains this. A person who kept roza, which means he thought he kept roza, but he didn't stop from backbiting. He didn't stop from swearing, using vulgar language. He didn't stop from casting lustful gazes at other women. It comes in the hadith that Allah is in no need of his staying hungry. In other words, he thought he kept roza, but all he did was go on a hunger strike for 12 hours. He just stayed hungry. And there is no benefit for a person who stayed hungry. The full benefit is for he who kept roza. So we have to see that we keep rozas and not only stay hungry. So that we don't only pass the, for everyone the month of Ramadan will pass. Eid's day will come for everyone. But it means those people who have spent Ramadan correctly, Eid is for those people. And also, just like when a woman conceives, a mother, and then her whole anatomy, her body system changes. She's vomiting in the morning, spewing all the time. She's feeling weak. She's feeling sick all the time. Her whole body system changes. Her menses stop. They don't come. Her monthlies don't come. And she feels very, she just wants to rest all the time. She just wants to rest, lie down all the time. Her whole body system has changed. But she goes through the process of 9 months, and then finally her baby is born, and that baby is born also through a matter of life and death. Especially the first time mother, when she gives birth, she feels it's a matter of life and death, and the pain that she goes through, etc., she exclaims also, no more, I'm not going to have another baby. But the joy of the baby that comes, the next year she's got another one again. Then when that baby is born and they put the baby on her breast, she feels relieved, and her 9 months of what she went through is all forgotten. Now she's got that hubbly bubbly little baby of hers. How happy isn't she? Like that, the month of Ramadan comes, our anatomy also changes. Usually we are, when we get up in the morning, we are waiting for our breakfast. Now there is no breakfast, and now we're getting some chest burns also, some winds also are coming. Our body system has changed. Lunchtime, we're waiting for our lunch. There is no lunch now for you. But you go through it properly for the 30 days, not 9 months. Only 30 days. That mother will only get a baby. You will get Allah in you. You will get Jannat if you spend your 30 days properly. And it's a short period which Allah Ta'ala says, Ayyamam ma'adudat. Days which you can just count on your fingers. We count our 33 tasbihs on our fingers. 30 days, very little time to get such a great reward. So that great month Allah is sending to us. And then further Allah explains, what is the Quran Sharif? Hudal linnas wa bayyinatim minal huda wal furqan. The Quran Sharif is full of bayans. Not my bayan, not anyone else's bayan, bayans of Allah Ta'ala. And those bayans will sweep you off your feet. Hey, today a man, it comes in the hadith that women are half-brained. But it comes in the hadith that the half-brained woman swipe full-brained man off their feet. That woman just gives one smile or something, just something she says, and you forget you're a married man also. You forget I'm a grandfather. You forget I got so many children and grandchildren, and you go in a different world. What is that? The Quran will swipe you and put you into Jannah. They'll swipe you out the subject, the bayans of the Quran, each bayan, and the Quran is full of bayans. And bayyinatu minal huda of hidayat also. There also Allah said, hudal linnas, bayyinati minal huda wal furqan. Quran will make you a decision maker. Such a decision maker that you'll never make a mistake in your decision. We all have to make decisions all the time. An ordinary housewife have to make decisions. Young boy, girl have to make decisions. Business people, business executives, big government people, parliamentarians, they have to make big decisions. Quran will make you a decision maker and a correct decision maker. This is all. So such a great, this very little time we have now to explain, inshallah, the whole month of Ramadan, there will be programs in the Darul Uloom, especially from about half past 10 to 12 o'clock, about how to make our namaz a namaz. And one period, one slot is fixed for that. Try and free your time for that and attend this. And inshallah, as many people have come and gone and said that our namazes are made, now we know what is namaz. Try and attend that program. After Asr to Maghrib, a short while, then more discussion, the whole month will take place. Try and free your time and try and come for these programs and make a change in our lives. Let this be a different Ramadan. Then Allah Ta'ala says, there is such a great month. فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرِ. Those who find the occasion to be present in this month. You have got this month, you are alive, and you got this month. فَلْيَصُمْحُ. celebrate this month. And this celebration is not by feasting, but by fasting. Normally all of us, whenever something good comes to us, we want to feast, have a party, da'wat for everyone, new house, invite the whole family, invite the friends, wedding, feasting, all the time we are feasting. Allah has shown us to honor this month, not by feasting, but by fasting. So that is also another great lesson, that this month be not a month of feasting. Many of us, we got our samosas already in the deep freeze, we got our white meat, we got our pies, as though we are looking forward to the month to eat. How many of us are waiting for iftari time, not to make dua, but to be eating, waiting for all the savories, waiting for all the desserts, and waiting for the special. Many of this was a month of fasting, but many of us eat more in this month than what we eat in ordinary months. Iftari time, how many samosas we put away? Then after namaz, we kept whole day roza, we go and eat extra more, because I didn't have lunch today. After Taraweeh, again another meal. Seheri time, that the whole day I'll be hungry, we're covering up two meals. Iftari time, we forgot, our memories are so weak, and we cover up for the two meals we missed out before again. So we are eating more. This is not a month of feasting, it is a month of fasting. In short, this is a month full, and nobody can ever explain the great virtues and benefits of this month. Let us try and experience whatever we can, apply ourselves to this month, and let us stay away totally from the WC. That is filth, that is haram, that is dirt. Totally stay away from that and be engaged in the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. Shaitan wants to distract us. Let us show Shaitan we will go to Rahman. We won't even pay heed to you, O Shaitan. With these things you want to tempt us with, this filth and dirt, we won't pay any heed to you. We will be running towards Rahman. Fafirru إِلَى اللَّهِ Run towards Allah Ta'ala. وَإِلَيْكَ يَا رَبِّي فَعَجِلْتُ Musa alayhi salam said, Oh Allah, I ran and I came to you. I want you, Oh Allah. May Allah give us the tawfiq. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا عَنِ الْحَمْدِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّي Thank you.